right now. I really need you right now. I really want you right now. Do the best I know how. I really want you right now. I really need you right now. I really want you right now. I really want you right now. I really want you right now. I really need you right now. I really want you right now. Do the best I know how. I really want you right now. I really need you right now. I really need you right now. I really want you right now. I really want you right now. I really need you right now. I really want you right now. I do the best I know how. I really want you right now. I really need you right now. I really want you right now. Come on, take that pill now. I really want you right now. I really need you right now. I really want you right now. I do the best I know how.
Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
I'm a street light shine man. I'm a white light lightning bright, burning off and on. It's times like these you earn the medal again. It's times like these you give and give and give. It's times like these you earn love again. It's times like these, time and time again.
I'm not afraid to die. That's a little live for you boys and girls. Selling the drama. That's what everybody likes to do, right? Sell the drama.
Sell drama.
That's right. Welcome, boys and girls, to the big show on this third day of June. You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in the beautiful state of Medford. And I am DJ Pauly B, reporting for duty, and sitting across from me is the beautiful, lovely Tina Marie. How are you today?
I'm very good, honey. How are you doing?
Oh, excellent, excellent. It's 63 degrees and overcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but we will get to the weekend weather in the 3 o'clock hour, as we usually do. Right now, it's, like I said, 63, and it's going to be... It kind of seemed like it was peekaboo sun for a little while, but it's mostly cloudy. That's, you know, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of day, you know, day or night that you want to kind of do something inside, movie, whatever. But like I said, we'll get to that anyways. So welcome to the big show, boys and girls. We're glad you're listening in. And we got a lot going on, I suppose, for this weekend. I hope everybody enjoyed their Memorial weekend, day weekend. We did. We did a lot of barbecuing, and, you know, the kids had fun, and we put up a tent and knocked it down. So, which was fun.
You want to talk about how your daughter beat you in ladder ball 4 games in a row?
No, I don't want to talk about that. She's almost 6.
She's the ladder ball queen.
She
her partner is not bad either.
She's pretty good at ladder ball.
Yeah, she's really
good. Definitely must say. Anyways, 2:13 in the afternoon. The number here is 617-627-3800 if you want to call in, request a song. Otherwise, you can hit us up on our Facebooks, either myself or Tina Marie, or go directly to the Giddy Up page, and we'll be glad to get on anything rock and roll related for you, because this is a rock and roll show. It actually is the best rock and roll show in Boston. If I might add. What's the matter with you?
Nothing. I was laughing at you.
Oh. Well, yeah, that's easy to do, isn't it?
Yeah. I do it every day.
Yeah. All right, kids. We're going to take a quick break. Well, not a break. We're going to play some music. And we're coming back with your shout-outs, as we famously do every week, and appreciate our listeners. So why don't you take us out, Tina Marie, and we'll be back shortly.
You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
All right. It's a new one by the Cold War Kids. We'll be right back.
Silent treatment. What did you expect to find? Was it something you left behind? Don't you remember anything I said when I said, don't fall away, leave me to myself. Don't fall.
Little Hemorrhage by Fuel. Yeah, we like to mix it up here at the Giddy Up. And before that was Cold War Kids and Foals. We like to keep it current as well. Two of my very favorite new songs, First and Mountain at My Gates. You guys want to hear anything? The number here is 617-627-3800. You are listening to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO in beautiful Medford, Boston. And let's see what we got. I think it's that time. What do you think? 626. It is about that time.
626?
It is 626. That's somebody's birthday. But yes, it's 226 actually. And so.
Wow, you must be planning something.
No, I think you etched it in my head. At this point.
Well, it's my birthday month.
Okay. So anyways, boys and girls, it's the time of the show. Yeah, you can do that all you want. put your bra back on, please. we appreciate and never depreciate, always appreciate our very loyal listeners of the show. So take it away, Tina Marie.
Okay, we have a new listener, Michael Bobo.
Bobo.
And is he in car number 9?
I believe so. Car number 9. So hopefully Bobo's listening. Michael. Bobo. He's a good dude. Really good dude. Welcome aboard if you're listening, and he's going to try.
Yes. Jennifer Kanrasinski Leadham.
Of course.
Maren Kim at Malden Trans. Bus number 12, with all those people on it. Karen, Ben, Jacob, Molly, Anthony, Sophia, Alex. Woo! That's a big list.
Okay, no Molly, though.
Oh, no Molly?
No.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. I won't. Well, no. We can say hi to Molly anyways, since we know her.
There you go. There's your hi, Molly.
The goat wants to get in on it. Billy Roderick, Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands, Andy Ferry, Chrissy and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner in Wakefield, Christine Atwell, Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel, who will be on tonight from 10 to midnight, spinning those baby-making tunes. And you can dance to them, too.
You can. He plays great music.
And smooth jazz the last half hour for all you jazz enthusiasts.
Well, yeah, in case you want to listen to The Panda from that movie. What was that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Stepfather or something?
No, the one we saw yesterday? Daddy's Home.
Daddy's Home, yeah.
Was that it?
Will Ferrell was a smooth jazz DJ on the radio. And he goes, we know that. Nobody likes smooth jazz. He goes, I do. He goes, of course you do.
And he was being serious, too. I like smooth jazz. Michelle Langley Kaplis, Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Depot, Old School Steve, Leah School. Hall, David Struff, Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher, Danny Martinetti, and Steph Cardoni of The Lounge. Thursdays from 8 to 10. And now I'm going to give Patty Pepe a shout out. She was a special guest co-host last night.
Wow. Right on.
Bus number 100. Oh, no. Wait. He's not bus 100. Captain Wayno.
Yes.
He's at Boston.
He's no more captain. No, he is the captain still.
He is
still.
The captain,
He's
yeah.
still Captain Wayno.
But now he's captaining
on a bus.
Yeah. Well, he's captaining what? A big coach bus?
Yes.
We know Wayne's listening.
Wayno.
What's up, Wayne? Have a good weekend. Kenny Melanson. The funny man, Chris Ridgway, apparently work got in the way again.
Yes, he wanted to come in, but hey, what are you going to do?
I know, he must have had a call
again. Got to pay the bills.
Yep. Michael Marchese, Seth Black, Charlie Driver, Danny Rosen, Kyle the bus driver, Joe Breezy Hyde, Lisa Neville Ambler, Caitlin Hussey, Katie Lyons Tardif, Sandra and Doreen at Sandra Network in Peabody, Phil Fleming, Dorothy Abruzzi Hebert, Bob, Samantha, and Robert Wynn, Jim and the kids on that big yellow number 93 bus, having a good old time getting dropped off at home after school on Friday. That's a fun bus, you said, huh?
Yeah.
With all those crazy, how many kids on there? 16?
Yeah, 16 crazy kids.
Yep, but they're having fun, though. It's not craziness like they're being bad.
Because he's a good dude.
Yeah, he's a
good dude.
He's a good bus driver.
He is.
Knows everybody's name.
He does. He interacts very well with those kids.
Mary Canavan, Mason Kanarazinski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, Steph Palermo in the ATL, Frankie and Bergamo, the mustache.
The mustache of Medford, who may be calling in today.
Yes.
He's got a little something to promote, and I believe he will be with us next weekend.
Next week. Okay.
On the show, the big show. He'll be live with us. And it's always fun to have Frankie here with us.
Yeah.
Because, he's a good personality.
Yeah, he has a great personality.
Good guy.
And his mustache has its
great
own personality.
Guy. Oh, yeah, his mustache takes over when he's here.
You have to give it its own microphone. Denise Fioretti, Mamalette, Mike Bessler, Frankie Feely, Peg Cornea Crow, Big Jack and Janice. Special get well wishes to Chet.
Yes, of course.
And cab number 54 with Cookie at the wheel.
Cook man.
Christine Fantasia. Fantasiastic, actually.
Absolutely.
Nicole and Chloe. Bob and Gigi. Irish Eddie, Kodia, Jen, and Rhiannon. Christina Papillardo. Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E. Chris Lyons, Mark Gayhart, Amy DiDomenico, John Abbas Buckley, Brian Scurio, Adam McLean, Bonnie Termash, Elaine Ivory Allen, Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc, Nicole Bisson, Lisa Sweetser, Debbie Delish, Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scali, Rosemary and Ed Lyons, Joanne Riddle, I Am DJ Flex, Sharla Connors, John Pierce, Tammy Clegg, Ramon Lopez, Mike Mangan, Charlie McCarthy, Colleen Shea, and last but not least, Miss Peabody Girl, Amy Giamaco Moquin.
Wow. Whew. That list gets bigger and bigger every week, which is, I mean, we love that, the fact that we have more and more listeners, which is great.
This list is going to be in some kind of Hall of Fame at
this
point.
It will be in the WMFO Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I know I'm already headed there.
I thought you were going to say you're already there.
Or to hell, one or the other.
Isn't it one and the same?
Oh, they'll have a police escort escort me out of here one of these days. Anyways, thank you, Tina Marie, for those shout outs. 2:33 in the afternoon. Of course, you are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston. And it's 64 degrees. Look out. It's going up.
Wow.
Yeah. I'll be back with the weekend weather in the 3 o'clock hour. And, of course, we'll have some of your, some of our silly news, because that's how we do it here. We don't, we don't do serious news. It's all about, is this Mr. Imbergamo? Okay, let me take this quick call here, and then we'll get on a break here. Hold on. 91.5, you are listening.
Tina, you're doing a great job out there.
Thank you.
Hey, Frankie.
What's up,
yeah.
Frankie boy?
Nice music. Yeah, so I'm going to tell people that it's on June 26th. We're going to have our DJ Stand the Man, our second screening.
Okay. June 26th.
Belmont Studio Cinema on Trapello Road.
Mm-hmm. On Trapello Road in Belmont. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Sunday at 3 p.m. on the 26th. So, so you can tell the people out there, it's $10 a ticket at the door.
Okay.
It'll be a good movie. I know you guys already saw
it. Of course. We had a blast the first time. And then we'll probably be there the second time as well.
It should be a lot of fun, you know?
You know? Yeah. Absolutely. It's worth it. It's a good time. It's a very good time.
Put it out there. I appreciate the nice shout out. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, buddy. And so you'll be here next week, right?
Yeah, definitely. I'll be there next week.
And then we'll get more of the details. But until then, you can absolutely if you have a link to it, send it to one of us, and we will gladly post it on the Giddy Up, of course, as we always do.
Good.
And then that way we can direct people
That sounds great. Yeah.
Right.
Good. I'll do that today, and I'll give you a call to midweek. You know.
Yes.
Talk about the show coming up next Friday. I'll be there.
All right.
All right. Cool.
All right, my brother.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely,
very much,
Frankie boy.
Keep doing the work. I'm doing a great job out there.
Thanks,
you.
Pal. All right.
Okay. Thank
thanks,
you.
Thanks, pal.
Yep. All right.
Bye.
Mustache of Medford, the unofficial mayor of Medford, and all-around great guy, Mr. Frankie Imbergamo. He's awesome. Love having him on, too. Because, usually, not thrown out as a hint, but he usually brings something to eat.
Yeah.
All right, kids. 2:35 in the afternoon. We're going to come back with some silly news. And, of course, great music. Because that's all we do here. We play great music here at the Giddy Up. Because why would we be here? Well, besides our nonsense.
Right, exactly.
All right. And, I'll come back with the National Day, because I love doing that. I don't know why. It's just kind of intriguing to me. All right, take us out, Tina Marie. What are they listening to?
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
Be right, kid. Right back, kids.
Touch. yourself in time. Living in the limelight, the universal dream for those who wish to see, those who wish to be must put aside the alienation, get on with the fascination, the real relation, the underlying key.
Okay, terrific.
Yeah.
long, caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan.
Was terrific. Little Kid Rock for you guys. Sweet Hell, All Summer Long.
Oops.
He got me saying it. And of course, before that, Little Heart. I went back. You know, I like to go back and forth. And Rush, of course, with Limelight. Oh, it is 2:49, almost 2:50 in the afternoon. You guys are listening to the Giddy Up, the sweet sounds of the Giddy Up, the rock and roll Giddy Up. In the beautiful state here of Medford, Boston, it's 64 degrees. It is overcast, and it feels like 64 degrees. Exactly. Yeah, sometimes I actually did that today already.
You did?
Yeah, I banged my head.
Off the wall?
Yeah. I like to do it a couple times a day, only because I have to. It's the only therapy I have.
It's the only thing that makes your brain work.
Right. Anyways, boys and girls, welcome back to the big show. And we want to thank, again, Frankie and Bergamo. He will be here next week with us live, which is great. And are we going to post that on the Giddy Up page?
Yeah, when he sends me the link.
Okay, as soon as we have that link. And it's DJ Stan the Man. And we went to the premiere. It was awesome. And we had a great time, and it was a really cool movie, mm-hmm. and I think everybody would enjoy it. And just even for a night out, it's fun. It's very inexpensive, and you'll have a good time, I'm sure, mm-hmm. in Belmont. All right. So are we going to do some silly news now? Oh, you know what I want to do before that?
What?
We can do silly news. Well, it's up to you. I do the national days every... Mm-hmm. So the national day for June 3rd. Okay, I'm going to do the national days. It is National Chocolate Maroon Day.
Chocolate what?
Maroon.
Maroon? Oh.
No, I wasn't calling you a maroon.
I know.
You maroon? That was from the Bugs Bunny cartoons.
Did chocolate maroons? I'm thinking of macaroons.
Macaroons, that's what you're thinking of. I don't know what coconut. A chocolate maroon is.
Yeah, me neither.
Never mind. I'm not going to say anything. So...
I can only imagine.
Yeah,
what's gonna come
chocolate
out of your
maroon.
Mouth next.
And also, it is National Repeat Day. I must say it one more time. It is National Repeat Day. And for those of you who didn't get it, it is National Repeat Day. So every time you talk to somebody today, just repeat everything you say again, and just see what their reaction is.
Because
yeah, that and of course we all know. Well, not all of us. For those of you Dunks fanatics, the double D's. And I'm not talking about boobies. I'm talking about the double D's.
I get a couple of those.
Yeah. It is National Donut Day. And I believe they are giving out free donuts at Dunk's, right?
Yeah. Don't go to the one on Sycamore and Ferry because apparently they're already out of donuts.
Already out
Somebody
of donuts.
Somebody wrote they were PO'd about it.
Oh. Yeah. I made the donuts. You can't even hear that, can you?
I can hear it, yeah. Not a few guys
like supermarket. He made the donuts, but God bless that guy. He made the donuts every day.
He was the donut
time
guy.
Time to make the coffee.
Nope.
Time to make the donuts.
Time there he
to
is.
Make the coffee. Time to make the bagels.
I don't remember this commercial.
Hey! Wake up!
That's funny.
We're up bright and early every morning, so you...
Yeah,
is that a Dunkin' Donuts commercial?
Yeah, it was.
Oh,
I just
old.
Found that. Yeah, it was very old. Well, they're all very old.
Was it the original guy that was in it?
Yeah, that guy.
Wow.
I don't know what his name is. Fred that Baker, guy. I
yeah,
think. Fred the Baker.
He's from Pittsfield.
I don't know what his real name is, but they called him Fred the Baker.
He's from Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Oh, okay. Well, he made the donuts. Is that where... Dunks was originally, was that the first Dunks in Pittsfield? That'd be something good to look up.
No, it's the
I
one
I wonder where the first Dunks
the
was.
The one in Quincy.
The one in Quincy, huh?
No, was that a Dunkin' Donuts or a McDonald's we drove by that time?
No,
we saw it on TV. Remember, it's all,
right.
all old school still.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody knows, chime in, you know, shoot a text, a message to us, the Dunks. That's
oh,
pretty,
no, I'm right.
pretty cool.
I'm right. Quincy.
Oh, it was
yeah,
Quincy.
Yeah, it is Quincy. And
right.
he restored it to look like the old...
The old one. Oh,
it
we,
still
did
looks
we go,
like that
we
one.
Went by there. We went to Wahlburgers, didn't we?
I don't remember if we went by there. No, we saw it on TV.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I remember.
There you go. A little food for thought. Donuts for thought. All right, so Dunkin'
Donuts for
hey, donuts are cool, man. I haven't had one in years, but I'll tell you right now, they're giving out free ones.
They take 17 years to digest.
I'm going to go buy... What'd you say? They're giving out free ones. You don't even have to buy anything. You just go
no,
in
you
there
just
and
go in and you get a free donut.
Hey, you go, here's a donut. Hey, stuff yourself.
They ask you what kind of donut do you want. You just...
And you say they do it with coffee as well, Dunkin' Donuts, right?
They'll have free coffee.
Free coffee day.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't eat donuts. I don't drink coffee.
I know, me neither.
I'll tell you right now, though. What? If they had a free beer day,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't see me all day. I'd be running around to every bar in town.
That is true.
Free beer day. No way they could ever do that.
No, they can't because they can't give out the alcohol for free. That's why they don't do free beer day. That would be a good idea, though.
Great idea.
We could just have it at our house. Free beer day.
Uh-huh.
Why?
No. Nobody's coming there for free beer. You know what kind of people are going to drag in for that day?
Oh, yeah, I guess that's
people like
true.
Me.
Yeah. All the homeless people by Walgreens would be at the house. Hey, can I use the bathroom? I need to take a shower.
Oh. Let me do this before we get back to the regular programming.
You do it.
I will. The number here is 617-627-3800. If you didn't know, and if you guys want to hear anything, you can either call that hotline, which is the Giddy Up line, or hit us up on our Giddy Up Facebook page. And if you haven't liked it yet, please like our Giddy Up page because we love the likes, and then, you know, you'll get a shout out and a free gift basket. And it'll be filled with condoms and beer, so how can you go wrong?
And maybe a donut.
And I got something coming up in a minute. I want to play this PSA real quick, and then we'll be back either with some silly stories, or I do have a special request from my sister to a dear friend of ours who passed last week. And all right, I don't want to get choked up, but we'll be right back. Just give us a second here. We'll try to play. I wish I had a donut PSA. Don't eat donuts. I can read one, I guess. Okay, let's see. How about this? Alright.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
That's right, kids. Make sure you buckle up every day. Every day.
Mm-hmm.
I know I do. Even when I'm not in a car, I buckle up just to walk around the streets.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, 2:58 in the afternoon. I'm gonna play a special request for a dear friend of ours, me and my sister Kim, and my whole family actually. And I don't want to get choked up, but we don't play country music here, but. Definitely an exception in this case. This next one is going to go out to our dear friend Kim Nickerson. Kim Gallagher, as some of you may have known her, passed from cancer this past week. And she is my sister's best friend, and she will be very greatly, greatly missed. So this one is a special request from my sister to Kim. And why don't you take us out, and we'll come back with some silly news and bring the show right back.
You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
All right. This is for you, Kim.
When I got the news today, I didn't know what to say, so I just hung up the phone. took a walk to clear my head, and this is where the walking led. Can't believe you're really gone. Don't feel like going home, so I'm gonna sit right here on the edge.